Using the stone of what was and the girl's feathers obtained in Istanbul, I managed to create code names May and June. With the right dose of reverse youth tonic, I aged them into near-perfect clones. But why clone me?
You have no sister, dear. You are my experiment, and I expect discipline. June, prep the interrogation room for our new captives.
Captives?
Bradford won't tolerate another failure. With the Harp of Mirvana as a magical lie detector, the truth will come out. She will tell us everything.
She?
Out what Agent 22 knows.
Start talking, 22.
June, is it? I feel like I know you.
Correct!
Enough games! What do you know about the clones and Project 87? Answer me!
What I mean is, I know a girl just like you. She changed everything. I had brought Foul to its knees. The director had gone underground, but I found his secret lair. I would have ripped the place apart. I almost had him until I saw a girl, a Foul creation left behind. Alone, innocent, scared. I didn't want this poor child to grow up as an instrument of evil. So instead of finishing my mission, I found a new one. I took the child and hid in the safest place possible with my most trusted ally, Scrooge McDuck.
So you're not Webby's grandmother?
No.
You lied to me!
About yourself, my parents, everything!
Webby? No, no!
I'm like the clones, right? A Foul creation, not to be trusted?
Correct. A lot of lies going around, Webigail. Found poor June in a storage crate. You're a clever girl. Now for some truth.
You stay away from her, you!
Allow me to make you a deal. I am the only person who knows why we created you. Your true purpose. Help me get what I'm after, and I'll tell you everything.
Okay.
Welcome home, April. As a chronicler of the unknown for the Junior Woodchucks, my grandmother dragged me on countless so-called adventures.
Isabella Finch, your grandmother!
Please hold all startled utterances of disbelief for the end. Grammy Finch claimed these dangerous excursions were fun and educational. Well, I did learn one thing. The world is full of chaos, and it's only getting worse. I analyzed these trends and found that in times of high adventure, finances are thrown into a tizzy, and the world becomes increasingly unpredictable. So I dedicated my life to containing that chaos. First at Shush, then Foul, even as your CEO. Just in the past 30 years, we've seen hyper-intelligent rodents, caped crusaders, flying bears, bouncing bears, living statues, and a veritable troop of goofs, misfits, and adventurers. And all these events over the past century have one man in common. Who could it be? I tried to rein you in, isolate you, but your adventures just kept getting bigger, as did your family. Children belong in school halls and shopping malls, not gallivanting around the globe. After decades, I realized I can't stop you. But I can make a deal with you. After all, I'm a businessman, not a villain.
You're also not much of a junior woodchuck. These knots were terrible!
Now, on to new business. Must everything be a fight with you?
Only the things worth fighting for! Give it up! You lost the second you decided to challenge the McDucks! Adventure is in our blood. It binds our family together. And nothing can tear us apart.
I've torn you apart once before.
What are you babbling about?
How do you think Della found out you built the Spear of Selene?
Hi, Uncle Scrooge.
Fantastic.
This is the last adventure, Scrooge. The Selego Vortex no longer teleports objects to other dimensions. It eliminates them from existence.
Nice outfit. I knew I'd make a villain of you.
Foul has stolen a world's worth of adventure, and it'll all be tossed down here forever.
My family will...
Oh, you mean this family?
Wave hello, everyone.
Hi, Mommy!
Each of them will soon be erased from existence as well. All except you. Even if I tossed you in, you'd find a way back. You always do. You're Scrooge McDuck. So here's my offer.
What's this?
A contract. I will allow you to return home with your family to live out the rest of your days. As long as you agree to never adventure again. And to ensure you can't break this contract, you'll sign there, on...
The Papyrus of Binding.
With the power to control reality, making this document legally and mystically unbreakable.
I'll come off it, Bradford. If you wanted to get rid of everything unpredictable, you'd have to get rid of your own agents, too.
Bradford, how villainous.
Mom! Ow!
Wait, he's gonna get rid of his own team, too?
Do you know how replaceable clones are?
Bradford's lying. Mom told us the story of the Papyrus of Binding. It can only be found by a direct descendant of Scrooge. I didn't find it.
Me neither.
Nuh-uh.
I found it. It appeared to me.
What? No, that's impossible, unless... Oh, my gosh, no, wait. It couldn't. Could it?
May and June were made from Webby. Who was Webby made from?
Why, your old Uncle Scrooge McDuck, of course. You fellas all knew that, right? You did? Oh, you didn't. I'm gonna give you a moment to adjust everything.
Bradford needed Scrooge's descendant, so he made one.
Webby is Scrooge's daughter?
Bless me, bagpipes.